And thank you tonight, Steve. This is Russ Dizdar, the guest host tonight, Survive to Thrive, the radio network, and we're glad to be with you. We are continuing the series that we've already developed for the week, and at shatterthedarkness.net, the series Light on the Entity Allah, Origins and Attributes. We're doing it all week long, Monday through Friday, and also here Tuesday night as the guest host, and we appreciate being that. We're glad to be with you, and we want you to know that you can write to us. Let us know that you listen. Let us know that you're out there. It's always good to hear. And we are behind on the responses, but we're doing more and more and more to respond to everybody. But even just a simple note to say, hey, I'm from Dallas, I'm from Minnesota, I'm from wherever you might be, send us a note, let us know. By the way, for those in Minnesota, Brett Favre has announced today he will be the quarterback. Believe it or not, 40 to 41 years old, and he's going to play again. Pretty incredible in the area of sports. More important tonight is the issue of the spiritual battle that goes on around the world. And listen, it is globalism, the conspiracies, the government issues, the rise of Antichrist, the destabilization in governments, military, the economics. But the environment is collapsing. Well, as prophesied, as the biblical revelation tells us in the end of days. Jesus clearly warned about this. Please understand the difference. I want you to hear this quickly and now. When it comes to Muhammad, there's no prophecies given by him or were about him in advance. There's nothing to tell us that Muhammad was coming. Muhammad was a man that had a hard life and that rejected Christ, rejected Judaism, and embraced the moon god of his own father. Allah was the moon god. Now, we went over that Tuesday at the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. We touched on that Monday night. You can, again, do all the studies you want to do on the subject, and I encourage you to do a very clear historical. Listen, if you want to worship Mickey Mouse, that's your business. If you want to be a Satanist, a Luciferian, if you want to follow the Antichrist, that's going to be, as millions will in the future, that's going to be your choice, clearly. Please understand what the Spirit of God has said. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, they perish because they refuse to love the truth, referring to Christ, and so be saved. Could have been. If you're a Muslim listening right now, if you are, because of who we are, in Shatter the Darkness, a Luciferian, well then, you know. You more than anyone know the origins of Allah, the nature and attributes of Allah, the clear attribute, the nature, the territorial, the sense of locality. The desire for all the worshipers to point to where the actual territorial presence of Allah is. Now, there's an extension through the demons, the spirits worldwide. And I'll say again on this show that on a territorial level, when it comes to understanding and mapping territorial demonic entities, they have a hierarchy of spirits under them that then will attach to and be a part of the temples, the houses of worship, or the mosques, if you want to call it that. They are clearly a spiritual place, and you're going to have to come with a clear, definitive answer. It is either the presence of the living God, and Allah is God, and the Quran is it, and Christ is out, and the Bible is out, and that the whole world needs to submit and give over, or that it is demonic in origin. It is demonic in agenda. It is violent and bloodthirsty and is in direct contrast to and opposition to the kingdom of God and the purpose of God in Christ. Tonight on Survive to Thrive, the radio network, Russ Dizdar here, simply the guest host. And we have felt a tremendous urgency to go back into looking over the issues with Allah. Tonight in the series, we're dealing with Allah who hides and does not reveal who or what it is. The concept of non-personality. Unknowable, non-personality, and non-spiritual. Now, Let me say this. Anybody that knows me knows that we've been in ministry for over 30 years, and directly, deeply embedded in exorcism, demonization, engaging for years hundreds of possessed individuals and the demons that are there. Listen, I have no question about the reality of demons. Nobody has to tell me, you know, I believed it biblically when I first got saved, when Christ came into my life. There's no question about that. But engaging the demonic, engaging the spirits, let me tell you something. They are wiser, smarter, more powerful than fallen humanity. They are in and by nature seducers, deceivers, and liars. And of all of the exorcisms in over 25 years, all of them, I've never had a demon just all of a sudden say, hey, I'm a demon connected with Satan, and we're all about opposing Christ and setting up counterfeits and deceiving people and using their lives and dragging them to hell. I've never had a demon do that. Under the authority of Christ, we've commanded that spirits that were in people tell who they really are. Reveal what their agenda is. I've never seen them get so angry. At times, before we knew what to do, we watched them as they threw the individuals to the ground, as they spoke through the possessed person's mouth and screamed at us and threatened us and claimed they would kill us and destroy our families. I watched them as they mocked God and claimed arrogantly their power, their supremacy, their authority. I've watched as demons knew the territorial spirit they were under in the hierarchy of principalities, powers, cosmocrators, those wicked forces, as Ephesians 6 talks about. We have dealt with individuals that have not only been possessed, but believed that the spiritual presence in their lives was a good thing at first. That they revealed themselves as part of the family line. A spirit guide, a translucent New Age spirit. Again and again and again, as individuals that we would engage, they would look at me and say, Russ, the spirit is cussing you out. The spirit is telling me to leave. Their vulgarity is coming out of its mouth before the manifestation. We would command in the name of Jesus, do not harm this individual. Come forth, manifest only under the allowability of the authority of the person of Christ. Again and again and again, these entities would then come to the forefront. Look at me through their eyeballs. Speak to me through the mouth of the one they're possessing. One thing that we'd always look for is, what is your name or function? And then also, how did you get in? In all these cases, their real name was not really the same, or their real function wasn't really the same as what the person was convinced of prior. Their nature was not what the person originally thought. Their agenda under the authority of Christ commanded to tell what their agenda was. It wasn't what the person originally thought. Under the power of deception, demons hide who they really are. This is why the Bible says, listen, that Satan himself can masquerade as an angel of light. The angelic entity that came to Muhammad was not an angel of God, was in opposition to God, to Scripture, to the agenda of God, and direct opposition to Christ. What do you do with that? That entity that was giving the revelations to Muhammad was in absolute opposition to the angelic presence that was revealed in the days of Daniel. The angelic presence that was revealed in the days of Christ. The angelic presence that was revealed in the days of the book of Acts. Angels of God obviously serve Christ, the cause of Christ, and the redemption of man. All you got to do is read the book of Acts, and you will see this massive angelic help if you're a real believer in Christ, you've got to know that angels help and aid in evangelism. Did you know that? The book of Revelation mentions angels in the end of days, and obviously because of the ramping up. The end of days, the ramping up of the spiritual demonstrative atmosphere, the miracles, signs, wonders, the things that will happen. Well, it's going to be unprecedented. Nothing like it in all of human history. Are you prepared? Are you ready? What are you doing about your prayer life, your life of discernment? Are you filled with the Spirit of God? Do you walk with God in a daily way? Do you know the Savior? Do you know the mission? Are you leading others to Christ? Do you know how to fight? Do you know how to fight like a real believer in the book of Acts? By the way, on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, that's my website, and that's a brand new series called Becoming Powerful in Prayer. They're going to be anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes long each. There's one called You Are Needed Now. There's another one called The Privilege of Prayer. Those are already done. More are going to be done as day by day, actually. Now, I don't know about you, but you got to understand something on a spiritual basis. If you are a believer in Christ, if you are somebody that understands spiritual warfare, then it's a contrast. Allah is the moon god, a territorial entity with hundreds of probably millions of entities, demonic entities, under its rule, extending itself everywhere a mosque is built. Everywhere the Quran is read out loud. Everywhere there's an imam and others who submit to the Shahada. Absolutely. You've got to understand American Christians, European Christians, the Brits, Canadians, all around the world. You've got to understand there is real spiritual presence, real spiritual power, real spiritual agenda in Allah's, well, goals to be worldwide. There is real presence. When real Muslims submitted to Allah, listening to the Quran, believing it, quoting it, demonic didache, as, well, literally almost 600 years before Muhammad would ever begin to write by the guidance of spirit beings, the Quran, the Spirit of God wrote that there would come those who would write doctrines of demons. They would be in contrast, in opposition to God in Christ, the Savior, opposition to the will of God, opposition to salvation, opposition to the mission of God worldwide. And so it's proved itself out. The evidence is in the contrast and in the opposition in all these cases of demon possession. Again and again and again and again. Demons love to hide. Demons, listen, I've had people brought to me in the office, brought to me during a church worship service, or those that I've met on the field during evangelism. When I sensed and discerned a demonic entity in or on that person, all of a sudden everything ramped up. The demon knew that I knew. I knew it knew. It knew that I knew, and I knew that it knew that I knew. You know what I mean? And when that usually occurs, the demon in the person that wants to hide, see, it is very clear they can recognize whether you're a believer in Christ, the blood of Christ covering you, the authority of Christ in you, and the Spirit of God indwelling you. Absolutely, worldwide, anywhere a demon is, it can recognize whether you are a real believer or not. In over 25 years, that has been the experiential truth. That is also the biblical truth. Why? Because they are in opposition. They are manifesting in a life, just as a believer in Christ, well, Christ is manifesting, He Himself is manifesting in me and through me, through a believer in Jesus. The Spirit of God is there, the authority of Christ is there. So when the demon in a demonized individual sees you as a real believer with the authority, knows what you're doing and that kind of thing, they want to avoid. Oh, they want to hide. They don't want to surface. They don't want to manifest. They want the individual possessed person, or if they're attached to a person, they want them out of there. They don't want a confrontation. And let me tell you something. If a manifested confrontation occurs and you know what you're doing in deliverance, why do you think demons scream when they go out of people? Why do you think they screech? Why do you think they arrogantly mock and scream and cry and threaten? Well, cry out. They're angry, but they're feel, listen, because of the authority and the nature and the person of who Jesus Christ is. This is true all through the Arab lands, the Muslim lands, all around the world, no matter where you go as a believer. Because of the indwelling Christ, the indwelling Spirit, the blood of Christ, the authority of Christ, and you're knowing how to do deliverance, you're knowing to command the demons, you're knowing, discerning the presence of a demon in or on a person. That demon can become aware, agitated, and either get the person to run off, throw the person to the ground, cause something else to happen, them to throw up, them to get sick, them to black out, or manifest fully because of the pressure of the presence of Christ and the authority of Christ. They are outed. And they'll immediately, they always lie. They always say they're more and bigger and broader and than they really are. The demons in all these years, they don't care about Muhammad. There's no authority there. They don't care about Buddha, Quetzalcoatl. They don't care. They fear. They shake. They tremble. They mock, vulgarly try to fight in some sense anyway. Get as far as leaving the person, because they believe they have rights. The person gave them rights. They're there by legalities, and so they want to claim rights. But you know what? A believer has authority. I don't care what the rights. I have authority to trample the dark side, to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Can I say to the Christians out there, real believers in Christ, what is wrong with Christians today? 80% of them don't even know the concept of the authority of Christ in their lives. They haven't looked at Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. They don't know. Part of the reason is because spiritual leaders prior, since the 50s, have not known either and have not taught their congregations what they themselves have not appropriated and or used. If you've got spiritual leaders in your congregation that are not soul winners, prayer warriors, love like Christ, and know the authority to exercise that authority, then they're most likely not going to teach it to you. And that's the trouble. In the day in which the Bible, Jesus Christ, the prophets have all said that we would be in an unprecedented ramping up of seducing spirits, hiding what they really are. When the spirits come to 2012ers, you think they're going to say, hey, we're the ancient demons that demanded human sacrifice, that led the priests to slaughter in painful slaughter the old Mayans of the past? You think that the spirits under Moloch and others, they're going to come out and tell who they are? You think that a demon ever is going to come out and say, I hate God, I want to drag you to hell, but I want to use your life, possess you, control you for the sake of Satan? You think they're going to come out and say that? You think the moon god Allah is going to do that? They are able to fool, deceive those who do not have the Spirit of God, the blood of Christ, and the authority of Christ with God's direct personal ownership and clear authoritative protection. Every believer in Christ, you can read it in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. You can read it in 1 John chapter 5, that there is a overarching protection given to you because you're blood-bought, born again, and God's protection, the living Christ's sense of ownership, the indwelling Spirit. Well, you should be the one on the cutting edge discerning. God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you. Listen to the New Agers. Listen to the remote viewers. Listen to the 2012ers. Listen to the Edgar Cayceites. You know, anyone and everyone that has operating demonic presence, whether from a distance on them to the degree they accept it, or attached on them, or inside them, or like a real Luciferian that acquires the powers, dark powers, please understand something. In every case, it is individuals and people who do not know the living Christ, have his presence, have his power. 1 John 4 tells you as a believer that greater megdala is the presence of the one inside of you than the presence of the full force of Satan. Why do Christians shrink back? The weakness of their faith and the evidence of their non-obedience to the Word of God. You could know scriptures, but if you don't put them into practice, James chapter 1 says, you just deceive yourself. It's just plain stupid to know and read this incredible Word of God and not put it into practice. When you put the Word of God into practice, the power of that particular verse and revelation becomes operative in you. So read, if you would, 1 John chapter 2. I write to you young men. I write to you fathers. I write paideia, pater, and technia, the three categories. And he writes to the young believers, and God says, because you are strong, and you have overcome the evil one. What's the reason? The Word, the Logos of God, the Word of God lives. The Greek word meno, it dwells in you. How do you get the Word of God to dwell in you? Believing it. And again, the biblical sense of believing means you're going to put it into practice. Putting it into practice means you're believing it. You can't believe and then not put it into practice. James is very clear about fake faith and real faith. Real faith puts things into practice. You believe God and you move. You get into action. It is active. And so when you put the Word of God, when you obey it, it becomes a part of you and it builds the power. The Spirit of God has then the construct of your life in obedience. That's what walking in the Spirit is all about. Powerful believers in the book of Acts were obedient believers. Spirit-filled, powerful prayer warriors, effective soul winners, they were all simply obedient to the Word of God, which God is waiting for you and I to be just as obedient. If you become just as obedient, the power, presence, graces, works of God will be manifest in and through your life no differently than what you see in the book of Acts. Take a look, Acts chapter 8, second-generation believer Philip. Angels helped him in evangelism. The Holy Spirit spoke. He was able to quote what the Spirit of God said. He literally ran when God gave him the assignment to win a chariot driver to Christ. God's providence was involved. Supernatural works were involved. Saving, healing, and deliverance. He was able to impact an entire city. One man, one singular believer. Is there one out there today? Is there one singular believer that will say, you know what? I am sick and tired of seeing Arabs seduced by the moon god Allah, by the global agenda that this confederacy of spirits under Allah has. I'll tell you again, the break's coming up here in a moment, but this, Allah is declared in the Quran, you can't know him. He's non-spiritual. I mean, that's what he says. Listen, what Allah says as inspired writings in the Quran declare are no different. Listen to me. I know it will get me in trouble, but that's not the issue. They are no different than any demonic writings anywhere. Every demon I have dealt with doesn't want you to know who or what it really is, what it really wants to do. They like to hide. They like to masquerade. They like to cloak their presence. they become angry. So many times in deliverance, the Spirit of God will give you the name of the demon and its function. Many times that happens in deliverance. If you're in deliverance, you know what I'm talking about. And when all of a sudden I say in the name of Jesus and I name the demon or name the function, I command you to come forward and be dealt with without any harm to the person. They are angry. They are mad. They are incensed. I've watched satanic priestesses allow, in one case, a federal officer's wife, she allowed her primary demon, Orion, manifest and was going to allow it to attack us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commanded that Orion would stop, be revealed for what it really is. The priestess was astounded. She was disgusted with the demon Orion. She thought it was an all-powerful demon. She thought it was a powerful presence in her life. And outside of the higher presence and authority of the living God in Christ, oh, that's right, without intervention, without interruption, they will cloak, hide, deceive, seduce. I had a remote viewer years ago. The spirit that was on them that enabled them, enhanced them to go to the ether, they thought was a translucent, beautiful, New Age spirit. When we commanded it to tell its name, commanded it not to go anywhere, commanded it to reveal its name, it spoke. We'll tell you about it after this break. And thank you, Steve. Listen, don't forget InnerHealth and all that it offers. It is a great thing to have a healthy body and be prepared, and that's part of these end of days that we are in. By the way, let me mention quickly that if you're interested, there are two conferences coming up in Las Vegas, Nevada, August 27th, 28th. Also, October the 1st and 2nd. And you can go to shatterthedarkness.net to see the conferences coming up. Tom Horn will also be with Derek and Sharon Gilbert from PID Radio, and also Jeffrey Ratt from Look Up Fellowship, and myself will be here in Canton, Ohio, October, and we're going to be down with Lynn Marzulli and Andrew Hoffman, and we're going to be there with Connie Huft and Minister Dante Fortson, who is putting out a book dealing with the Days of Noah, the Nephilim. That's in Las Vegas. Take a look, shatterthedarkness.net. You can see it all there. Look at the outline for the week. We'll be back on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, giving more in this overview of what is now being called the fastest growing religion in the earth. Why is that so? What is behind it? It is either God or it is not. It is either God Almighty or it is clearly a masqueraded demonic presence that does have a part to play in the development and rule and reign of Allah and the goal to annihilate Israel in the end. Very important for us to understand that this entity, as we said in the 6 to 7 o'clock Shatter the Darkness live hour, is a territorial entity. But it's also, as we've seen, in the nature of the demonic. Think about right now Alice Bailey that had the so-called Tibetan that was guiding her. The Tibetan was a demonic entity. It was a planos spirit, Timothy 4:1. And it literally guided her, once again, exactly as the spiritual presence of Allah guided Muhammad. In opposition to God, the Bible, Christ, salvation, and the cause of God. And the goal to replace all of that with a different view of God, different view of Christ, and a different agenda altogether. Let me say to the Muslims, let me say to those thinking about it, what do you do to get saved? What does salvation mean? What is the offer in Islam? What does Allah do for you? There's one that went to the cross, died and rose from the dead. Allah doesn't want you to know about that. Now, I was talking about a remote viewer that I had been engaged with for years. I mean, as far as talking to and going over things. They were a highly powerful Psi warrior trained like no one I've seen. And when we got into this engagement over the presence, this non-human enhancement presence, at first they thought it was an energy. Then they realized it was an entity. Now, say it again. There's always an entity behind spiritual energy and presence and power. That's true with Alice Bailey and all the writings there. That's true with living in a day of unprecedented spiritual seduction, deception. Dear friends, when I commanded in the name of Jesus Christ for this demon, this spirit, Argon, I already knew what it was. In so many cases where people have come and they thought it was an alien entity attaching to them, speaking in them, and revealing a higher intelligent race out there coming for humanity, or an ancient goddess, or a powerful spirit guide, or like in this case, Argon, the name of the demon, it said its name. When the remote viewer acknowledged, okay, this is Argon, this is the presence that's behind it, I have seen this spiritually in the ether. And they did not want to give it up at first, but then when we came to the point where we said this, we command in the name of Jesus Christ, Argon, we command you to let this person know what your real agenda is. Under the authority of Christ, we order you to tell the person what your real agenda is. All of a sudden, the person kind of said, it screamed out to take me to blankety blank, cuss, hell. Then they said, get it out of me. And we commanded Argon to leave, and Argon left. And the person lost their ability to tap into the Akashic records, to tap into that spiritual source and remote view. Remote viewer, by the providence of God, if you're listening to this, will you exchange finite enablement that's goal is to keep you from God, Will you exchange the lie for the truth and embrace the living Christ, the presence and power of the Spirit of God? Muslim, wherever you are in the world, whether you're an American, whether you're an Arab, black or white, let me ask you right now, are you willing to drop the finite, fearful presence that you're into right now to come to the living Christ who draws you, calls you, the living Savior that loves you, that gave his life, wants to enter into your life, give you the presence of the Holy Spirit, where you can know God dearly as God the Father, his literal living. You know the difference between the Quran and the Bible? God wants to know you and wants you to know him. You want to find this out? Read. I'm not going to read it for you. Read John's Gospel, chapter 17. When Jesus, who came to be the Savior, the goal of the cross to reunite us with God, you know what he says? About the whole work, it is finished, and the goal is to bring us to God that we might know, K-N-O-W, in an experiential, personal way that we might know God. Now listen, 36 years ago, I did not know God. I was on the other side of the fence into every other kind of spiritual presence. There is real spiritual presence all over the place. And they are seeking involvement into the affairs of the human race, into lives, into hearts. And I guarantee you, under the territorial, powerful territorial demonic entity, Allah, the cooperation of the demons underneath him, attached to every mosque, operating in and on those who are believing the Quran, it is didache of demonoia. Demonic presence can attach to you if you believe didache, teaching of the demon. If a demon brings out the Course of Miracles, the writings of Ellis Bailey, a prophecy from Edgar Cayce, if you take it in, if it came from that source will attach. If it came from the dark side then lays claim to those that believe what it says. That's the laws of engagement, Genesis 3. When the fallen cherub said, God is bad, chuck God, chuck his word, instead believe mine. And by believing mine, you can evolve to become deity. That was a lie, never happened, never will. It's the big lie of the new age and the coming reign of Antichrist. It's the lie of the 2012ers that is developing. It's the big lie. But it's a teaching, a didache, if it flows from the mouth of Satan himself or any demonic entity, territorial or just one individual spirit. If you believe what they say, they have rights to attach to your life. Hey, is there anybody out there that needs to renounce what they once got into? Maybe it was a message that came to you through a Ouija board and you believed it. You need to renounce it so that the demon doesn't have a right. Maybe it was a prediction that a psychic gave you. You need to renounce it so that the demon behind it does not have a right. For anyone listening right now, there is absolute total deliverance from the entities that you've opened up to that now you realize are demons. For every single Muslim out there right now, the exchange can be this. You're allowed to walk away from Allah. I know you have great fear. I know you're under fear of beating, of death, of being cut off from family, of being killed. But the Savior, Jesus Christ, loves you. Muhammad never died on the cross. Allah's never shown anything on your behalf. They're just words in a book of the compassionate, the merciful. Where? Seems to me, fear, violence, hardship, hard life, hard politics hatred, anger. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command that the spirit of fear behind leaving Allah would be broken over you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command that the spiritual presence that would lock you in to Allah or any other demonic entity would be broken. Lord Jesus, save people. Save and deliver and bring them out. Allah doesn't want you, number one, to know. He's unknowable. You're not allowed to know him. That's how powerful entities on the demonic side are. They don't want you to know who and what they really are. They'd love to bring out a, speak that they are some massive, great. I mean, it could be we're an alien from another planet. We're a Tibetan spirit coming to give you the will. We're the masters. We're the great white brotherhood. We're Allah. We are Argon, a translucent new age spirit. In every case, demons never begin by saying, we're a demon from hell, opposed to God and opposed to Christ. Our goal is to keep you unsaved and use your life to propagate our will and then take you to hell. They're not going to tell you that. Allah's not going to tell you that. But it is absolutely the right of every European, every American to be able to stand up and say, you know what? Allah is not God. Allah's a demon. A territorial spirit. We have freedom of speech. You can't go around killing people because they have said this. They have spoken what archaeologists and historians and what the literature says. You can't. Well, that's how the demonic side works, though. I mean, when I've seen Satanists want to get rid of the demons, I've watched the demons they once allowed to be in their life throw them to the ground and begin to injure them because the Satanists turned their back on the demon. To the Satanists listening, you know that's true. To anyone listening that has demonic presence, spirit guide, whatever, demonic presence in your life, you know the spirit, they know the spirit that that motivates me, the spirit of Christ. They know, don't they? And I'm going to tell you right now, the only way out of your hell-bound possession or attachment of demons is the blood, authority, and person of the living Christ who loves you. Look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. Do you want to go that far? But even then, the Savior compassionately delivers the human being, clothed, healing, and in his right mind. I told earlier, and I'll tell Wednesday night too, I think it is, the story of Reza Safa, a former radical Shiite Muslim, saved, knows Christ, and does all that he can to lead other Muslims to Christ. We put up a little box next to the series of messages that we're doing this week on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site says Muslim comes to Christ. Click it on. Listen to a guy that was raised Muslim. Is Barack Obama wrong about Muslim? Is Barack Obama wrong? Is it political? Listen, in America, there is a religious freedom and tolerance. In New York City, if a Satanist wants to put a church on that corner, they're allowed, aren't they? Legally. I mean, that's true of anything. You could worship Mickey Mouse. You can, listen, there's all kinds of strange worship going on all over the place. But do you know what's behind the doctrines? What is the entity? Allah is an entity that does not want you to know. He wants you to believe he's unknowable, that he's so high, so beyond us, that he's not spirit, and he is a spirit. That's a lie. He is an entity, a spirit. He is knowable. God knows who he is. He is knowable. It can be found out. Demons inside and on people, they are knowable in the sense that under the authority of Christ, they can be forced to tell who they are and what they're all about. They are spirits. They are in opposition to God. They are here in unprecedented numbers, and every prediction in biblical revelation given by the Holy Spirit of God says the spiritual, supernatural, dark side presence masquerading as light will only, double, triple, quadruple in unprecedented ways. Now, Allah is not only saying that you can't know him, he's unknowable, he doesn't want you to know him. See, when Muslims bow down towards Mecca, bow down towards the territory, the place where Allah is attached, please understand something. They know that it's not that Allah is going to talk to them, embrace them, love them, wipe away their tears, comfort them. That Allah, according to Allah in the Quran and what Allah's revealed, it's not a spirit. Allah isn't even a personal being. So high above, so beyond is this thing. You can't know him. It's not spirit, not personal. The idea of Allah being transcendent, so beyond you, the relationship the Muslim has with Allah is out of sheer fear. You ever read Romans chapter 8? When anybody comes to Jesus Christ, God says, you've not been given a spirit of fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. Dear Arab, God the Father wants to come into your life and for you to be born of the Spirit of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can have the literal, personal, spiritual, knowable presence of God inside of you, liberating you from fear. So I've known God for 36 years. I've walked in His presence. It's a joy, a delight. It is awe and awesome. It is majestic. It is really at times very, very just, God is cool. God is so big. God is my friend. God loves me. God's helped me. God's guided me. God's directed me. God's healed up my life. And one day in the great glorification, as Christ returns, well, Allah doesn't want you to know that. Allah wants the Antichrist to come. He'll be a part of that. Allah wants to give you a different story about the end of days. You can, if that's what you want, like a Luciferian, if that's what you want, like a pagan, if that's what you want, like a ufologist embracing entities, like a remote viewer embracing the presence of the Akashic records, like a 2012er wanting to go all the way down there, take the ayahuasca and engage the spirit. If that's what you want, that is what you will get. Do you know what you got? My experience, like hundreds of millions all around the world, including Arabs, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is Savior. Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ died and shed His blood on the cross. Jesus Christ rose from the dead in fulfillment of ancient biblical scripture. Jesus Christ is returning again. Jesus Christ can come into your life. He's here with me right now. He's where you are right now. And if you're lost, separated, you don't know Him on the inside, He is, well, the reason for this, He's knocking at the door of your heart. Just let Him come in. Repent of the sin, renounce the fake, the counterfeit, the demonic, the deception, and embrace the Savior. Here's the words of Jesus. John's Gospel, chapter 7, I tell you the truth. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being. He made reference to the Holy Spirit coming in. Dear friend, you're listening to the guest host, Survive to Thrive, the radio network. This is Russ Dizdar. Our website, shatterthedarkness.net, we're glad to be able to be here tonight. It is absolutely a privilege, but there's only one reason. That there's a compelling love of God. I not only know and have experienced this for all these years, but have seen hundreds and hundreds of others come. For those that are believers, you've got to understand how not just engaging the political grind, not just taking a protest sign out in New York City and saying, we don't want a mosque here. You know where the power lies? You know where the miracle lies? In doing the mission of Christ. You know how to turn the world upside down in your neighborhood, in your family, in your city? Look at Acts chapter 8. In yieldedness and obedience to Jesus Christ, you can help bring salvation and healing and deliverance and the joy of God to an individual, to a family, and to a city. Acts chapter 8, the Philip Factor. May God make many of us who are believers in Christ that fruitful. I'm going to tell you tonight here towards the end of this program that there is so much more to the concept of Allah. It is an entity that does not want you to know who it really is. It is an entity that is ruling hundreds and probably millions of other spirits underneath it. It is a hierarchy. Just like Ephesians 6 reveals the principalities, powers, the rulers, and so forth. It is involving, and in every case, in all of history and currently, when territorial entities are ruling and reigning, they have connection to the ground. They have temples. Look at Daniel in the book of Daniel in Babylon. 56 temples spiritually attached, connected to the territorial spirit, the prince of Persia, who has not gone away, who has not died, and whom I believe may be Allah himself. The territorial being needs the believers, needs the revelation of counterfeit doctrine for people to believe, needs the revelation of forms of worship, submission, and needs the temples to bring attachment to in order to control a people, a nation, a region, a territory. Christians all over that are listening to this, when Muslims believing the Quran in the temples, mosques, all this spiritual presence, when they get down and submit and pray, they have opened a door for real power, real presence to extend itself. If they are praying for the destruction of your nation, real presence and real power is behind what they're doing. We must pray with the authority of Christ that God expose all demonic powers and works, territorial in every other way. We must pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the dark powers to be not only exposed but broken. See, the gospel, not just the gospel, but 1 John 3:8. You ever memorize this? The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works. The works of deception. The works of setting up false spiritual connection. The evidences of false demonic spiritual connection is that sense of unknowable contradiction, opposition to God, Christ, the Bible, in the will of God. It's all there. It's all there in absolute contrast. No different than in the old days of Moloch. No different than in the old days of Baal. Believers everywhere, please, I want to urge you. Maybe you have, well, you have the Word of God. You have the Spirit of prayer and supplication dwelling in you. You have the privilege of becoming powerful in prayer, where great answers, you can bring effect in your city. You can bring effect in your church. You can bring God's hand in your area. It comes through your obedience to Christ. We are at the end of the hour. We're grateful to be here. Guest host Russ Dizdar here. Survive to Thrive, the radio network. Good night.